Chris. Hello.
It is a full night at the St. Petersburg Free School. A bike ride followed by the Women's Health and U.S. History class. There are no classroom teachers here, but a handful of volunteers who want to share their knowledge and passion. Classes are not regular either. Students meet in parks, homes, and other gathering spots. There are no textbooks required.
This is Brennan and I'm Chris. We're going to talk about U.S. history in a roundabout way. This is our third time doing this history class. And we like to start it out by talking about personal and historical bias. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite Americans, who is an abolitionist.
Chris Nadeau talks about William Lloyd Garrison, the creator of the anti-slavery newspaper, The Liberator, not because he's an abolitionist, but because he's an outlier in history.
My bias is going to be really focused on people that exist outside of time, and that they did things that happened when, you first learn about history, that happened in, 1830? I'm really surprised because I thought things happened way later. So that's something I'm interested in, and we definitely want to make this a loose experience. So if anybody wants to kind of share their bias about history, we definitely want to open that up at this point.
For me, my bias comes from class.
Class. School class?
No, class division.
Class division.
From the bottom. So I think a lot of history is told from those in power, so I believe powerless, so to speak. That's what my bias can be.
Excellent.
Nadeau says the free school is based on the idea that everybody has something to offer.
Well, first of all, my co-teacher and I have different backgrounds. I have a degree in history from the USF. And the fella teaching with me only has a high school diploma. And he's equally knowledgeable as I am without formal training. So first of all, that's a political statement to say that someone who hasn't gone to college can share the stage with someone who has gone to college in a specific field.
Classes foster dialogue and critical thinking. Daphne Bowman attends the Women's Healthy Diet class.
I think it's great to just gather with women and talk about women issues. It's a great thing to bring some strangers together is our womanhood. There's a lot of questions out there and a lot of answers.
Tara Cook, who was studying to be an elementary school teacher, cooked up the idea after she left college.
I was halfway through my bachelor's degree and I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. I found the way that our education system was set up, I just didn't agree with it, and the more I got involved into the schools, I was volunteering in the schools, and I was there day to day, I just realized that it wasn't ideal.
So with the help of some friends, she established a different type of education, the St. Petersburg Free School. She hopes that it keeps growing.
You know, I want an array of classes, array of different topics that anybody can find interest in. And that's, really what I'm trying to do. So, and I have so many different people who just keep coming up with amazing ideas for classes. And I love it. I'm just oh my gosh, that sounds like such a great idea. Let's do it, And there's continuously. So just trying to reach out for people and keep that going.
You can read more about the St. Petersburg Free School Project on our website at wmnf.org/news. I'm Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News.